So here we are again. You approaching me to get you off. Like it's my job to do it for you. Last I remember, I told you to go at it alone. To meet people. Better yourself. Yet here you are, returning over and over again. I haven't done anything to turn you on. Never touched you. Never kissed you, never even liked you. But I have a word that will turn you on. Pathetic. Yeah, I know. And truth be told, you do. You make me sad. You don't have a single thing that I want, that anybody wants. But here you are, begging. Begging again. It is. It's sad. So sad. The exemplification of what a pathetic man really looks like. Yeah, that sound only confirms to me that you love hearing me say that. Oh, you don't have to explain to me why nobody wants you. Look at you. It's something deep inside of you that we can all see. You don't hide it very well. It comes out of your pores just how pathetic you really are. I can't think of another man that would grovel this hard only to be told to fuck off. I know why you do it. You're a glutton. You can't get enough. Hearing me tell you what a sad sack of shit you really are, over and over. Take a fucking hint. You're like some fucking disease that won't go away. Since it looks like what you have is incurable, I'll make sure you dance for me like the puppet you are. And I guarantee you're going to love it. Believe it. Because you're a sick fuck. I see that you're halfway there. Take off the rest of your clothes. Yeah, everything. Fucking idiot. If this is too much for you, you can leave. Please, do me the favor. Go. That's what I thought. Down. You hit that mark right away. Fuck no. You're not a good boy. You will never be a good boy of mine. I know. You'd obey everything I say. But you have a sickness. Worthless, in my opinion. And to be a good boy of mine, you need to shine. Which you don't. Any good boy of mine is dedicated to me. Whereas your slutty glutton ass craves to be shamed by any pretty girl you see. Ah, too late. I don't want you. Ugh. If you feel that you have to, go on. But just know, watching you jerk off is only going to make me laugh. Go ahead, start. I didn't tell you you can look at my pretty face while you jerk off. If I have to look at your disgusting cock being pumped by your gnarly hand, so do you. Eyes down, asshole. That's right. Go on. Stroke that sad, sad cock. Slowly, because that's what I want. Up and down. Up and down. I know what goes on inside of you. You want to be used, to be spat on, to be fucked like an inanimate object, to be pissed on, to feel nothing. Pick it up. I want a steady rhythm now. I'm just trying my best to feel entertained. Wait. Slow down. Let me look closer. Pre-cum. Surprising. I would have thought it was going to be murky, discolored in some way. Poisoned. Just like you are on the inside. Gross. Even though it looks as it should, coming out of you, it's purely disgusting. Continue. Steady pumping. Fine. You can look at me. Stroke faster when you do. Don't thank me. Your attempt at gratitude does nothing to change my mind about you. Yes. Keep stroking fast like that. You should see yourself right now, on your knees, stroking your cock vigorously, trying to impress me, and doing a poor job at it. I mean, look at yourself. No, really, look at yourself. Find a mirror. Yes, if you have a mirror, get in front of it right now, on your knees, and look at what I have to look at. Whoa, 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 whoa. I didn't say anything about wanting to see you come. Ugh. Not yet, anyway. I need to prepare myself for something so disgusting. Ugh. So you're going to come when I say. Slow down now. Steady pace. Strange. I thought this would be funny, but it's just so sad watching you like this. But this is exactly what you crave. Come on then, a little faster, and start to thrust your hips and really fuck your hand. Look at you, hopelessly wishing it was me, my mouth, my tits, my dripping pussy. Never. Faster. So tight and wet, making me moan. You could never make me moan. Show me how you'd fuck me. Thrust your hips, come on. Shove that cock inside of me. Oh, you could never make me come. Don't stop. Keep trying. Yeah, give me those thrusts. Oh, the despairing eyes of a man on the very edge, waiting, pleading for permission to explode. Now this is fun. You might be able to entertain me nonetheless. Don't stop stroking. I can see it all over you, how desperately you want to come, bridling what will most likely be a weak stream of cum out of that worthless cock. You just want me to say it. You're positively drooling, waiting, hoping for me to say one word. Beg for it. Louder. Keep stroking, you piece of shit. Beg. I can't make out what you're saying when you're breathing like that. That's better. All right, bitch boy. Come. 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 No. That wasn't entertaining at all. Ugh. Again, you've wasted my fucking time. The only thing that is funny here is that I know you'll be back. I was right. You're pathetic.